Isn't this a sports show?
It's a wet and wild wacky Wednesday.
Woo!
Almost entirely.
Don't you just love wet and wild Wednesdays?
Wet and Wild Wednesdays starring Warley Warlin.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Hashtag more Warley Warlin is how you make your statement.
Hashtag wet and wild.
Hashtag wet and wild.
Wet and wild.
Hashtag wet and wild Charlie Carlin.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
Even when I taste a little bit of sweet tea, it just, whoa, way too much. Now that you guys... Now you guys know. Now you guys know about me. I don't know what was so funny there.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
Obviously, that was one of the times I wasn't listening. Mark that.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Oh, I'm excited for today's show. I really am, man. This week has been weird, and the Chiefs' bye week is coming, so we can't really look ahead to the Giants game or whatever, because the Chiefs are on a bye this weekend.
And who wants to look ahead to the Giants game?
Good point. It's a good point. And so, I don't know, the energy on the show yesterday was really weird. Somebody critically on Twitter was saying that it was a... What was the exact phrasing here? It was something about... here we go. Sports talking nihilism was how they described yesterday's show. Which isn't inaccurate, but it was a weird show yesterday. I get it. Everything, that's fine. Today's show, I think, is going to be less sports talking nihilism and just more straight-up nihilism. With sports sprinkled about. But I am excited for today's show... Just because I feel like, and we didn't have our lunch today, our weekly lunch that we've only had once out of the last like five times.
Beards is so upset about it, too.
We keep trying, man. We're going to get it one of these days.
We haven't.
One of these years.
It's because you offered a new pizza place, and
this week is Josh's fault.
Our tradition is Slim Chickens, but no, you just throw
our tradition
pizza
one
place.
Time.
Our
one
tradition
time.
One
like
time.
That's like saying that
yeah.
My tradition is for every Wednesday to wear this exact shirt.
You do, though.
And I did today. That's a one-time tradition.
Yeah.
If I don't do it the next 4 weeks, it doesn't count.
Sure
anyway,
does. Sure
anyway,
does.
Beards and Charlie and I have all been together here for this last hour or so, just like going through like production stuff and talking about some of the things we're going to talk about here today. And I just feel like there's a good energy today. I feel like it doesn't feel like a hump day. It doesn't feel like, oh, this is the day we got to get through to get one day closer to the weekend.
That's why it's a wet and wild, wacky Wednesday.
It's wacky. It is wet and wild and wacky on this Wednesday.
It's middle of the week.
Yeah.
It's hump day. Yeah. I said it. Waiting for your reaction to that. Hump day is here. You know that commercial, right? That's good, right? Josh is done. He's done. He's done already. No, oh, I can't. Too bad. My chair is in the way. Please tell me you know what commercial I'm talking about.
Charlie. Yeah, the Geico commercial with the camel.
Okay, good.
You bleep hole. Listen to me. Listen to me. I just said, I swear to God, I said, what, 30 seconds before you said that?
Not even.
I said it doesn't feel like a hump day. I just broke the phone. I just said it doesn't even feel like a hump day because the energy's
good. And then I said it did.
And you're like, yeah, we're sitting here on a hump day.
I need to listen better, don't I?
Yes! Please! Charlie has... Ooh, the Packers just cut Martellus Bennett. That's interesting.
What? Really?
Yeah, I think he was hurt this week. But yeah, the Chiefs should go sign Martellus Bennett. There we go. Go do it. And cut Ross Travis.
Oh, okay.
They run a lot of three tight end sets.
True.
And he has better hands than Demetrius Harris. Whew. The last couple of Wet and Wild Wacky Wednesdays have been good. Charlie, specifically, has been good. My biggest concern always for Beards and Charlie both is just their sort of intrinsic lack of confidence that sometimes they are so worried about the thing they're... I would go that far. The thing that
Mr.
hampers
confident
you
man over here.
The thing that AR Kent is fine.
The Your thing, confidence is blinding you.
The thing that both of you guys, the only thing that is going to hamper you is your own self-limiting. And the last couple of weeks, both of you have been very comfortable, the shows have been good, and you've seemed more confident than previously, which makes sense. As you do it more, you get more confident. But God, Charlie, you're the worst listener I've ever met. To the point where what just happened here was so blindingly, you said the opposite of the thing I just said, so blindingly close.
I understand that. First of all, you talk so damn fast sometimes, it's hard to understand that. So I'm not defending myself because I am a terrible listener. Everyone knows that. But you need to slow down a little bit there, pal. So much stuff in this first few minutes right there, Beards.
Cue button's already been broken twice.
There are a lot of things I wanted to talk about to start the show, and we just straight up just plowed over it.
You asked me to retweet the show, or the tweet about the show. I don't know what you're laughing about. But
everything.
So that's what I was doing when you were talking, when you were introducing the show, and that's probably why I didn't hear the hump day comment.
I think you had retweeted it before I said it, though.
No, I don't think that's
amazing.
True.
Whatever. It's
I don't
amazing.
Think that's true.
I'm glad you're here today, Charlie.
Obviously not.
I truly am glad. All right. So now to the sports show. Actually, let's do one more self-involved thing.
Almost.
Our friend Aaron on Twitter, who has been just really spending too much time on this show, tweeted out a poll yesterday and said, who's the biggest part of the train wreck, almost entirely sports?
I'm going for it today.
I was shocked by the results.
I wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know if I was either.
5% of the votes went to Beards McFly.
So virtually one vote.
One vote went to Beards. Charlie ended up with 18% of the vote. Probably 3 or 4 votes. 77% voted for me. Now listen, Aaron had a follow-up question about the biggest diva. Obviously me, 100% of the votes. I get it. Totally fine, can't argue that.
Don't need that poll.
No.
It has one answer, it's just Josh.
Right. But I think I voted for Charlie on the train wreck.
Same.
I voted for Josh. I will freely admit that.
And I thought Beards, I actually think Beards has a case to make here, because I think that Beards is largely the conductor or the engineer of this show, where he's going to try to drive it. I actually came up with a full set of metaphors.
I did, and you're stealing them now.
No, no, one of them is yours.
Okay.
I think you're the engineer, Beards, because I think you are trying to direct the train where you can.
I'm trying to make sure it doesn't fall off of the bridge into the icy water below.
Yes, you're trying to keep it on the rails a little bit, trying to keep these passengers alive.
That being said, if there's a sharp corner coming, I might just speed up just a little bit so that we kind of teeter off the trail just a little bit.
You want to have fun on the ride.
Yeah.
But you're here to largely keep
it on the rails. Make sure we get to the destination without getting fired.
Exactly. Charlie, Beards pointed out that Charlie is the guy with like the drink cart who walks by. He's like, want anything to drink? And then you say, womp, 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 womp.
Like once a day, though. Like he only comes by just like once.
Right. But he's the attendant that has the
only
drink
on
cart.
On Wednesdays.
Exactly.
And he goes, well, do you want any of the drinks? Womp, 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 womp. He goes, sorry, well, I didn't catch that the first time.
Or, oh, we're out.
Right.
Out of that stuff.
He's the disappointing drink cart person. Here's where I think, I haven't shared this with you guys yet.
That sounds so bad.
Well,
give me some credit
it
here.
Is bad. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Good
you deliver sometimes. Like, oh, we're out of everything except for ginger ale and cranberry juice.
And that person's like, oh, I wanted ginger ale and cranberry juice.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there is that person.
What a miracle.
That person exists.
Actually, I said that because I usually get those things on the canary plane. I don't know why. I don't casually drink ginger ale anywhere except for on an airplane.
I feel like that's the only place that has ginger ale for the most part nowadays.
That's not true. The back of Walmart, you know, probably has
a nice
2 liter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot
about
that trip I make to the back of Walmart every day.
But I think what I am in this train wreck conversation, I think I'm the literal train. Because Beard is trying to keep me on the rails, and I am just barreling forward. Or I've come to a complete stop, and Beard is sort of outside the train, just sort of kicking
pushing
the, just pushing the train forward.
So you're the runaway train then.
I think I'm a literal train.
runaway.
I did like my.
It's just going so fast, and you're about to crash. So then, of course, you're the
and
train wreck.
The engineer,
right?
The engineer doesn't have full control, but it's really his fault. You know, no.
Tries to keep control.
It can be my fault. The largest part of the train wreck can be the train. I think that's where I'm at. Any, do I have any feedback? I'll take feedback on the metaphor.
I still kind of liked my idea for the metaphor of you just being like the in train entertainment that we hire and nobody's really enjoys that much, but it's just kind of there because there's no other option.
I like that. Yeah.
Apt metaphor, I think.
Can I please just finish my one tweet? Can you guys just talk about your day while I tweet one time? Charlie, how's your day today been?
Oh, it's been great. Until now.
That's it, really?
Yeah, that's really it. Yeah.
Awesome.
I haven't really watched it.
I'm done. Have you heard?
I didn't watch Jeopardy, but I watched Price is Right this morning. So that's always a good start to the day, right?
Wow, we're here with 85-year-old Charlie Carlin. Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm. Do you not watch? That's such a good show.
With Drew Carey?
Yeah.
No.
No, Bob Barker actually. But yeah.
Is he still alive?
No. I think so.
I think he is. I think Charlie just killed
just
Bob
not,
Barker.
He's just not. He
I didn't
obviously
have
doesn't
hosting.
Do.
He's still alive. He's 93 years old, and he looks
oh, so
903
forgive me
years
for not
old.
Knowing right off the bat if a 94-year-old man
93. Thanks for listening.
93-year-old man was alive or not?
Well, I just feel like I would know. I would remember if Bob Barker had died. Like, I think that would come to mind.
Price is Right host Bob Barker death hoax spreads online.
Wait a second. Say that word again.
Hoax.
You said hoax.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
you did.
You absolutely
did. You
did,
Charlie.
I marked meant to it. Say hoax.
You said hoax, and I thought, hoax. Holy cow. Like, so this happens sometimes, right? Where you just read a word forever and you never say it out loud, and sometimes you say it out loud and you're like, oh, it's not pronounced.
Thank you.
It's not pronounced yogurt. Like, no,
So I quickly corrected myself.
You
did.
But I thought maybe we were having one of those moments when we all got to experience at once that Charlie doesn't know how to pronounce the word hoax, or as he says, hoax.
Obviously I do, because I corrected myself, so move on.
He did. He was unprompted in his correction. But anyway.
Here's what we're going to do. We're gonna actually do a sports thing before we get to the
complete nonsense that we had planned.
To the Stranger Things BuzzFeed quiz. So you are safe right now from Stranger Things spoilers. We will give you a spoiler alert before we get there if you haven't seen season 2 of Stranger Things. Charlie has finally seen it. Beards and I have already, we watched it very early on. So we're going to talk about Stranger Things season 2 a little bit later. But not until we do
even
this
the way
sports
you
story.
Frame of watching Stranger Things. Oh, me and Beards got to it first.
Well, you were the last one of the three of us to
know,
watch season
just,
2.
Just, your language is just funny.
He's just looking for reasons to...
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about you.
To be better...
That's what I was
going to
say.
Be better about... No, never mind. Just
am I
going.
Looking for reasons to criticize Charlie, or is Charlie looking for reasons to be sensitive?
I think both, actually.
I
now that
both.
I think about it.
I think both. I think the answer is absolutely
a little bit of both.
Yeah. That's fair. Charlie and I can at least agree on that. But there's a story that came out today that I saw like literally minutes before the show started, so forgive me for trying to learn the details along with you. The headline is amazing. Jerry Jones is said to hire David Boies. I guess his name is pronounced Boies or Boies.
You better get it right the first time.
I've never seen this word before. We're going to replace that word with his name with lawyer. Jerry Jones is said to hire lawyers to block Roger Goodell's contract. Jerry Jones is on a mission. Here from the New York Times is the first paragraph or two of this story. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys and one of the NFL's most powerful figures, has escalated his feud with Commissioner Roger Goodell, threatening to sue the league and some fellow team owners over negotiations to extend Goodell's contract, according to three people with direct knowledge of the situation. Jones told the six owners on the league's compensation committee last week that he had hired David Boies, the high-profile lawyer under fire in the Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment case, according to the people who declined to speak publicly about the internal league matters. Beards, can you try to figure out for me the six owners on the league's compensation committee?
I will do my best.
I think that should be public. I don't know. If it's not, then fine. I think Clark Hunt is usually included in these sort of, like, top level.
It's the league compensation
committee.
Committee.
Clark Hunt is very often included in sort of those like top third NFL owner conversations.
Arthur Blank is the chairman. Okay. I just popped it really quickly, and then I will pull up the rest here in a second.
I got it right here.
Okay, look at this. Charlie's on the quick on that trigger today.
Yeah, Chairman Arthur Blank, Falcons, Clark Hunt, Chiefs, Robert Kraft, okay. Patriots, John Mara, Giants, Bob McNair, Texans, and Art Rooney, Steelers.
That makes sense. But yeah. Also, Clark Hunt is by far the youngest guy on that board, I think. How old is Clark Hunt?
Yeah, probably. I don't really know John Mara very well.
Mara,
sorry.
52. Clark Hunt is 52 years old.
Clark Hunt's got to be one of the youngest owners in the league, actually. And this is something we should know. But he's got to be one of the youngest guys in this group. And
definitely the youngest, if not the second. Yeah.
And he is going to be in the middle of this whole scrambling of the future of the NFL. So there are a couple of things here that are interesting. There were rumors a while ago that Clark Hunt might be one of the guys in the running to be the next commissioner, which would obviously have, you know, huge ramifications for the Chiefs because someone else would have to own the team. But the other thing, what are you laughing at, Charlie?
Nothing. Renee just tweeted at us, and it's quite funny.
Just read it.
I don't have to read it out loud. You can just read it, but okay.
Charlie Carlin is my grandfather. One, he can't actually hear, but he's pretending he's just, quote, not listening. Two, he watches
Very
The
accurate.
Price is Right.
Yep.
Three, he can't pronounce, quote, newfangled words.
Yep.
Four, he can't handle his tea too sweet. Five, he's secretly disappointed that I'm dating at JB Briscoe. That's a good tweet and a good use of 280 characters.
All which is accurate.
Now, Charlie, if you wouldn't
mind.
Okay,
I just won't even go into that.
Now, hey, Charlie, just really quick, if you don't mind staying on the rails here, you human train wreck, you. Beards cackles in the off mic. I think this is interesting because the other one of the rumors that was coming around as this started to bubble up is that maybe Jerry Jones was angling to be the next commissioner. But I can't imagine Jerry Jones giving up his ownership of the team and becoming an employee technically of the rest of the NFL owners. That doesn't seem. I think he likes his power and his money and being at the head of the Cowboys too much. Clark Hunt, though, being younger. And obviously having a very good very good understanding of the inner workings of the NFL, and also being a guy who the rest of the owners trust already, would make sense. If Roger Goodell is not going to have his contract extended, which, boy, right now sure seems like a pretty hefty possibility, the extension talks were in progress. This Anthem stuff has been obviously very challenging for the league, and, you know, and very challenging for the league. I put it in giant quotation marks because right. What is challenging? You know, Papa John is mad. But if Roger Goodell is not to be the commissioner 2 years from now, if he's not the commissioner after this season, I would think the owners would have a plan already. And I think right now Clark Hunt has to be one of the guys whose name comes out first. Otherwise, you go off board. And I know that the owners would like to maybe make an example of Roger Goodell, would like to give somebody else a chance to handle things better than Goodell has, because he's obviously, and obviously Jerry Jones is in this on the Ezekiel Elliott thing. I should have mentioned that earlier. But that has to be a part of Jerry Jones' aggravation, is that Goodell is just sort of chasing down Ezekiel Elliott, trying to get him to serve that 8-game suspension, and doling out these suspensions kind of willy-nilly. We know that Roger Goodell does not have the good side of the Patriots or the Cowboys, certainly. You know, the Chiefs ended up paying that Jeremy Maclin penalty, not suspension, but the draft pick penalty for tampering. There are certainly people in that group who I'm sure don't love Roger Goodell. The NFL is also staying very profitable. The place where it shifts a little bit is if they feel like the overall health of the NFL is in danger. And if that's the case, maybe spurred on by feeling like there's a chance that they're losing money because of the protests that happened during the National Anthem, which has not been played out by the numbers. That would be enough to spur it on. The next thing, though, is who would be in line to replace Roger Goodell. I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I would love to see, like a bunch of experts come together and throw some names in there if Jerry would be at the top of the list, or what are the recommendations? Because I wouldn't even begin to guess on who would be.
I don't have names
either.
The first
runner-up or
No.
I guess it's not the right way to say it, but you know, just like
the first nominee or whatever.
Yeah, first
right.
nominee, yeah.
I don't have names in mind either, which is why, but I think I have the right idea, which is I can't imagine the NFL going to more of an unknown. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine them wanting to go outside of the club, which is why it makes a lot of sense to me for them to want to bring in a current functioning owner who is very aware of the inner workings of that room, and a guy that all the owners are comfortable with. Ideally, a guy who's younger, probably. That's why why Clark Hunt makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to have a dunce moment here real quick.
Sure.
There's not a deputy commissioner of the NFL, is there?
There probably is.
I can't find anything. I've been looking for the past couple minutes. I couldn't find anything, so I know.
Well, I don't know, then.
Doesn't ring a bell to me, but I'm not.
I know the NBA's got a deputy either. Commissioner, but I didn't know whether or not the NFL.
Well, maybe not. Yeah, I actually
so I didn't know
that
if
there probably was.
If there was, then that might be somebody, but if there's not, then that renders that point moot and invalid.
Well, and also you start to think about maybe someone from the Players Association. If I was trying to figure out what I would want to do for a more, you know, whatever, unified NFL, because we're all about unifying over unity. We're all unified for that cause of unification. Then you could say, oh, what about putting out an olive branch to say, what if it's a former player or someone who is a part of the NFLPA? These owners are absolutely not going to make... Because
no, that
as much as they're employees, whenever it comes to CBA discussions and everything, they're enemies. They are at odds whenever it comes to owners want this and players want this. They're not going to reach across the aisle. So unless there's somebody kind of just, if there's a low-key idea that these owners have already tossed around that is just outside of the NFL owners group, but all the NFL owners are comfortable with, maybe that gives you a little bit of an outside candidate, but otherwise, I think it would have to be internal.
Well, and also the reason they wouldn't pick a player or an ex-player or whatever is because the kind of unofficial role of the commissioner is kind of to keep themselves between the owners.
Yeah, right.
And I don't feel like an ex-player would do that.
No, no, absolutely not. So, no, all of that to say, it's got to be someone in the room, and if there's a guy that might be willing,
or just go outside the league.
Well, but what I'm saying then,
you think
is,
in the NFL front office, like the
yeah, I think it has to be someone who's already intimately familiar
team.
With the NFL, okay. Because the as much as there are
one
complaints
that's never
to
taken
have,
sides.
As long as there are complaints, to, as long there are complaints to have with Roger Goodell, but to cut off that limb, even as the NFL stays very profitable, even though Roger Goodell himself is not very popular, he's popular with the checkbooks. If they were going to make a change here, which it seems like Jerry Jones is going to fight for, you would have to be replacing him with a guy that you are extremely confident in. And so I would be surprised to see them go completely off the board because you're bringing in another unknown quantity to replace a guy that at least you knew, you know, the devil you know at least, which is what I think would make a lot of sense for someone in the building already. Clark Hunt, one of the youngest owners, if not the youngest owner in football, a guy who is very well trusted by the top of the league, a guy who's been very conservative by way of the anthem protest, or not anthem protest, but that's how we're calling them, I guess. And a guy who could give you kind of a fresh face and a fresh image. I think he would make a lot of sense for the NFL. Then the question becomes, would Clark Hunt want to pass the team over to maybe some, I don't know if it'd be try to pass it to someone else in the family, if he would try to sell it, if he'd sell it out of the family entirely, and for the Hunt family to no longer own the Chiefs would be pretty crazy. And the amount of turnover that could happen after that in Kansas City would also be pretty nuts.
Yep.
I would imagine that it wouldn't be someone who would want to come in and clean house with the current level the Chiefs are at, but it's interesting to think about. I mean, that's
yeah.
immediately where I went as a Chiefs fan and being in Kansas City. That's immediately where I went after, oh, Jerry Jones is really serious about getting Roger Goodell's extension halted. Well, then what's the next step here? What's one step ahead? And for me, the next step ahead might be Clark Hunt.
As long as it's not John Elway, right? Because that would just be
no,
obnoxious.
Because
I know he's a former player and everything, but like for some reason that popped in my head. Like, oh.
It's interesting.
And I don't think
it's
Elway,
kind of interesting.
I don't think John Elway would leave the Broncos front office as GM, but like he, but, you know, I'm sure he's power hungry, just like every other NFL owner and GM and stuff is. So he, you know, yeah, it's interesting, like you said. Like
it's kind of a fun name for this conversation, but if John Elway was to become the commissioner of the NFL, then all of a sudden every good quarterback would just fall out of the sky.
Right, that's true.
They would just vaporize. Mm-hmm. Be like, all right, well, we've got 32 Paxton Lynches here. And then the league would die at the hands of John Elway. Just like so many Chiefs hopes and dreams. I've realized that we've already painted ourselves into a corner on this entire hour because sometimes radio works that way. So we're probably, I know this is heartbreaking, you guys. We're probably going to have to save the Stranger Things character quiz analysis until the top of the second hour.
Wow, he's really upset about it.
At 4:40, we're going to talk to Kevin Romery about the Kansas Jayhawks. And then then at 5 o'clock, Charlie Beards and I will tell you what Stranger Things characters we are.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Read that something again.
Gortat tweets wall with torture ball for 48 minutes.
Yeah, sorry, that was the roadblock
wall
that I hit.
Wall with torture ball, okay. Sorry, yeah, that is tough to
48 minutes of ball torture, man.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Beards, I need you to tell me about what happened with LiAngelo Ball, which I literally did not know was a person.
He's the middle ball.
On ESPN Kansas City.